This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good to have Shabbos as we prepare for Shabbos, Parshas Kisisa, Parshas Para, and today's shir is dedicated by our good friend Rav Bezalel Rose, Le'ilei Nishmas, his brother, Tzvi ben Levi Yitzchak. So we continue with the pasuk with the Brachas HaShachar, Baruch Atah Hashem, Elokeinu Melech Haolam, Hameichin Metzadei Gaver. Now this bracha, Baruch Atah Hashem, Elokeinu Melech Haolam, Hameichin Metzadei Gaver, is based on the pasuk in Tehillim, in Perek Lamed Zayin, pasuk Chaf Gimel, Mei Hashem Metzadei Gaver. From God are the footsteps of man, Kainanu, God has fashioned, V'darkoi Yechbatz, and his path he desires. So again, Mei Hashem Metzadei Gaver, from God are the footsteps of man, Kainanu, they have been established, V'darkoi Yechbatz, and his path he desires. So, it's interesting that we are thanking Hashem for the gift of footsteps, the ability to walk. And the way we express that is, Hameichin Metzadei Gaver. Hashem prepares the footsteps of man. The Sefer HaMenucha of Rabbeinu Manoach of Narbona, of Narbonne, France, he says, this basis, like we said, Koloshen HaPasuk, Mei Hashem Metzadei Gaver Kainanu, Re'ei Techuna Nifla, see the wondrous nature, Sha'asa HaBoire, that God did, B'Metzadim, in our footsteps, Shehim Balei Gidim Rabim, that they are the master, the foot of a man, the leg of man, is the master of many sinews, Gidei Tnuah V'Hergesh, many nerves, many centers of feeling, Lefi Shehim Tzrichim Tnuah Rabba, because they need great movement, V'Lahem Prakim Harbe, and they have many joints, Im Kesharim Chazakim, with strong tendons, and strong joints. Shem haya perek haya mishtabrim perek echad, it should say. If, in other words, if a man's leg was one stick, then the likelihood of it lasting would be very minimal. How would a person be able to exist with one stick? It would break very easily, meroiv halicha, from the abundant walking. Uchshehim mefarkim rabim, but now that they're made out of many joints, heim nikolim. Now that man has his leg is made out of many joints, so now it's able to be flexible and it could go in many directions. A person could bend forward, backward, to the right, to the left. But if a person's leg was one stick, then it would not provide for any flexibility and it would be quite dangerous. The Heichin Hashem or Hakav Kasha, God made the hide of the palm very difficult. In other words, very hard. I mean, God made the heel very hard, with a lot of cushioning, and it's the skin by the heel is thicker than anywhere else in the body. The thickest skin anywhere in the human body is the heel. Part of the reason why we're called ikvasa de mashicha is because we're so thick. And we're so insensitive, and we're so calloused, right? We're the most callous generation in history. People could be dropping dead. People could be choylim, and people walk around shalom alei nafshi. It doesn't bother anybody. We don't give a krecht. It doesn't hurt us. But on the other hand, the foot, even though it's the most callous part of the body, but Moshe Shapiro would point out, it's also the most ticklish part of the body. There is a little spot over there that you could move it, you could reach it. So on the one hand, our generation is the thickest generation, the most callous generation, the most jaded generation. And on the other hand, there is a point of sensitivity that you could reach people that you could never have reached them in any other time. But the Sefer HaMenucha is pointing out the miracle of human gait, that we have so many joints, And mibnei drisas hakoytzim. So technically, a person can walk on the street barefoot and not be damaged by thorns and thistles. Void chuna acher shekav regel chalula. It's also another aspect is that the palm of the foot is hollow. Kedei shel yisgalgel ba'aloisei haharam hagvayim. So that it will not be. It will not roll when you go up to the mountains and the hills. Basically, there's this idea that a person is able to control their balance going up incline or decline. So we have over here from the Sefer Adon HaNeflos that he talks about the miracle of human gait. He says, without even thinking, we walk by alternating our footsteps between the right and left feet. Person, it's an inborn behavior. You're not even conscious of it. When a person walks, he doesn't have to think, where am I up to? Am I up to the right? Am I up to the left? Which way I lost cheshbon, left, left, right, right. It's an inborn behavior. Chas v'shalom, person suffers a stroke. So sometimes you have to relearn the art of walking with tremendous therapy. But realize that a person never had any official therapy when learning to walk. It became an inborn behavior. Also, the pattern of human gait is a demonstration of Hashem's great wisdom. The alternating movements between left and right provide us with great balance that we're able to do so comfortably. Did you know that the average person walks 3 million steps a year? Which is the equivalent of 900 miles, you know? That's a lot of miles. Or 2 to 3 miles per day. As an added benefit, the more we walk, the stronger our bones become. Okay. So now, one aspect, Hamechem Mitzadei Gavar, is the great gift of walking. How, if a person is able to walk, so realize that this is a inborn behavior. In other words, it comes naturally. A person doesn't have it's sort of subconscious. It's without thinking. It's like almost like breathing and heartbeat, which obviously those happen on their own. But walking becomes second nature. And chas v'shalom, when a person loses that gift, then it's quite difficult to regain it. And part of walking is also the gift of balance. And part of balance also, it's interesting. How do you say scales in Hebrew? Mosnayim, why are scales called ears? That's because balance is from the ear. So that's an added benefit that a person, to be able to walk, has the proper balance. Another aspect of walking is, if you haven't been quarantined yet, so the ability to walk outside in the street is a great hana. David HaMelech said when he was able to walk in the marketplace, "As halech lefnei Hashem, ba'artzo is hachayim." If you still are among the living, one of the great benefits is to be able to be free and walk the streets. Okay, let's continue another theme of the great benefit of walking. We have in the pasuk when Hagar was sent out of Avraham Avinu's house, "Vayashkim Avraham ba'boiker." Avraham woke up in the morning, "Vayikach lechem." He took bread. V'chemas mayim, in a pitcher of water. V'yitein el Hagar, and he gave it to Hagar. Sam al shichma, he placed it on her shoulder. She placed it on her shoulder. V'yes hayeled, and the child. V'yishalecheha, and he sent her out. V'atelech, and she went. V'atesa, and she strayed. B'midbar, in the desert. Be'er Shava of Be'er Shava. In other words, Abraham woke up in the morning, and he took bread and a pitcher of water, and he gave it to Hagar. He put it on her shoulder and the child, and he sent her away. And she went, and she strayed in Midbar Beersheba. So Vatesa literally means she got lost. Comes Rashi, and Rashi gives Hagar a great critique. Says Rashi, Vatelech Vatesa, Chazra Legilule Beisaviha. She returned to the idolatry of her family. How does Rashi know that? The pasuk says she got lost. Rashi says she became an idolater. Where in this pasuk do we see that she became an idolater? So we have in the Sefer Nitzutzei HaTorah an amazing thing that they quote from Rav Mordechai Pagarmansky. He would say, what does Rashi mean that she went and she strayed in Midbar Be'er Sheva? Rashi says she returned to Gilulei Beis Aviha. How does Rashi know that? Is there an extra word here from which we could darshan that she became an Obed Avodah Zarah? The Pshuto Shel Mikra is that she strayed. She got lost.
So, you could say straight.
You could say whatever you want, but that's not what the pasuk says. She got lost. Tesa means she got lost. So how does Rashi know? How does Rashi know it means she went? That's not extra, and she got lost. That's not extra either. The answer is like this: the Reb Mordechai Pogromanski would say as follows. The story goes that the Baal Shem Tov is quoted as having saying on the pasuk Me Hashem Mitzadei Gover Kainanu V'Darkoi Yechbatz. What does it mean that? What's his double lashon? Me Hashem Mitzadei Gover V'Darkoi Yechbatz. Means as follows: a person thinks he's going to a place. He has to go to a certain office. He has to go to a certain location, and he thinks, "Why am I going there? Why did I get lost? My way is turned off. My GPS is not working. Why did I have to go to a certain place?" A person thinks that they're lost. No, they're not lost. Hashem sent them there. May Hashem mitzadei gover. God's laughing. God's saying, "You think you got lost? You don't know why you went there? I brought you there. I need you to be there. May Hashem etzadei gover. From God are a person's footsteps. Kainanu. God ordained them that way. V'darko yechbas. He wants you to be there. But we don't see that." Says Reb Mordechai Pogromanski. Hagar, until that point in life, she was a mamin. And therefore, when she was lost in the desert, she knew she wasn't lost. If you ask Hagar, "Where are you?" Hagar would say, "I'm where God sent me." A ma'amin b'Hashem is never lost. Ma'amin b'Hashem is exactly where God put them. So if the pasuk says that she's lost, the only way she could be lost is she became an avodah zarah, and she's lost. You know why she's lost? Because she doesn't believe anymore that God sent her there. The only way a person could be is somewhere where they shouldn't be is if they don't believe that God sent them there. In fact, Rav Shalom Shvadron also explained this Rashi this way, and he explained it with a story that actually happened to Rav Mordechai Pogromanski. He was once traveling on a train on Friday. And next to him was another Jew who was a shoychet and a mayal. They began to exchange words. And they got into a very deep conversation. They became so deeply engrossed in conversation that they didn't realize that they missed their stop. So Reb Mordechai Pogromanski and this mayal shoychet, they missed their stop. When they realized what happened, they realized they weren't going to be home for Shabbos, and they were going to have to be in some kind of new location. So the sheikh began to worry, where are we going to be for Shabbos? So Mordechai calmed him down. He said, "Listen to this, Yisoid. Yehudi is never lost. Wherever you end up, that's where you need to be." But very quickly it became clear in their city, there were only Goyim, there were no Jews at all. So the shoychet didn't want to say anything. He trusted that this rabbi, Reb Mordechai, he knows what he's talking about. And Reb Mordechai said, "Don't worry." They found one Jew who lives in the city, and they went to his house, and they banged on the door. When the Jew opened the door, he saw two Jews standing outside. He never saw this before. He started crying. He was so moved. He says, he thought, "You must be Eliyahu HaNavi and Avram Avinu." He was so moved from Hispalos, and he invited them b'simcha to enter and to turn into their house. "You should know, 7 days ago I had a baby boy, and today is the 8th day. And I was davening and davening and davening with tears before HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he should send me a moyal. You were sent in Hashemayim to fulfill my request." So that shoychet who happened, it's a good thing he's also a moyal, otherwise... this shaykh had also happened to be a mayal, and he was mal the yeled, and not only did they have a mayal, they also had a sandak, And the Baal HaBayis was sus v'sameach, and he thanked Hashem. When they left, Reb Mordechai tells the Shechet, you see, a Jew is never lost. And if it says that Hagar was lost, she must have become an Ovid Avodah Zarah. Okay? So that's another thing. May Hashem mitzadeh gavar. We say hameichem mitzadeh gavar. You wake up in the morning, realize that your footsteps today are footsteps you need to take. Are footsteps that are preordained. God has, wherever He sends you, wherever you need to, wherever you go, that's where you need to be. Okay. What about Bechira? Says the Sefer Doiver Shalom, a Rabbi Yitzchak Yo Landau. Asher Heichin Metzadei Gavar. He says, when God created the world, God programmed how many footsteps you're going to take. This Jew is going to take 10,000 footsteps, that one, 20,000, hopefully more. Because that's not even get you through the day, you know? But where your footsteps are going to take you, that's up to you. What are you going to do with him? Only the footsteps are established, but not the path. That's the meaning. The number of footsteps are established by God. But Vidarko Yechbats, therefore, Achloya Derek Kadeshulay Tabatel, Bechiras Ha'adam, Lefishadarko Yechbats Hadarach. Your Derek is to desire the road, Taloy Bechefet Ha'adam, is dependent on man's desire, Lechalasha Yechbats Yidrech, Lechemavarchim Al Hachonas Hatsa'adim, Shahaya Be'esabriya. Bezel Sha'amar Eov, this is what Eov said, Ki'ata Tsa'adi Tisbar. You will count my footsteps, loy tishmar al chatasi. Eov determined that every road that a person takes, Hashem counts his footsteps when he goes. So you'll say, so isn't that mevatel bechira? No. Ki ata tzaadi tisbar. When I walk, you count them. But, imkein loy sishmar al chatasi, you don't stop me from sinning. In other words, Eov was sort of saying, God, if you've programmed my footsteps, then why do you punish me for sin? But the point is, God has programmed our footsteps, so where we go and what path we take, that is not pre-programmed. Says Rav Shimon Schwab, which by the way, he says that the more accurate Gersa is Asher Heichin Metzadei Gavar, even though the Gemara says Hameichin Metzadei Gavar. What's the meaning over here? The meaning is like this. Until now, we've said all the benefits that all mankind have. Namely, you wake up in the morning and you could see, you could get dressed, you could move your limbs, you could stand up, you could put on shoes. But now it's time to start your day and act with your hands. God has prepared all the means that you could take care of all of your spiritual and physical activities. Like it says, Habalatar Mesainoisai, all the brachas until now talk about the Seder Ha'olam that applies by all man. But now that we talk about man's footsteps, meaning, what does it mean, man's footsteps? Hameichin Mitzadei Gaver is the bracha, says Rav Schwab, that God has endowed us with the ability to walk freely and go to wherever we want. We have free choice. So now that we have free choice, now that we have Bechira Chavshis, we need to act in a way that is appropriate for a Jew, and therefore we immediately start the blessings that are relevant to the Jewish people, and that is Oizar Yisrael Begvura, Oitar Yisrael Besafara, and as we mentioned, Hanoisein Layoyev Koyach. So this bracha sort of directs us, and thank you, and segues us into the blessings that speak about what is specific for Yidden and Klal Yisrael. Oyzer Yisrael b'Gvura, Oyter Yisrael b'Sefara. Rabbi Tzai, Agon Shabbos.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.